Anyway, one can see also from this, though there are, you know, many similarities between Buddhists in the UK and Buddhists in India, there are differences too. Their point of departure is social. Their original point of departure is social. They wanted to emancipate themselves from the caste system through Buddhism. They wanted to get back their self-respect as human beings through Buddhism. They've done that to a great extent. You know, in the West, usually those of us who become Buddhists, our point of departure is not social. Our point of departure is psychological. We're thinking in terms of maybe solving our psychological problems, getting rid of our existential traumas and all the rest of it. We're not so bothered with society. Well, society is, you know, pretty well organized compared with society in India from the material point of view. So their point of departure is more social. And, you know, ours is more psychological. I think the fact that their point of departure is social, the fact that they have had to emancipate themselves from the, you know, the tyranny of the Hindu caste system, the fact that they're still oppressed by Hindus, the fact that they can be attacked and murdered at almost any time, this gives a sort of edge to their being Buddhist. It gives a sort of urgency to it, because they see Buddhism as the lever, the means to raise them above all this, to solve all these sort of problems. It might be difficult for you to understand that, you know, why or how Buddhism could help them, but it boils down essentially to a question of self-respect. The Buddhism, one might say, has given them back their self-respect. They feel that they're not untouchables. They feel that they're human beings. They feel that Buddhism sees them just as human beings. And, you know, taking their stand on that, they can work for the amelioration of their life in all its different aspects. And certainly, as I indicated earlier on, there's been a great improvement in their life, in their standard of living even, over the years that I've been in contact with them. I really noticed this at some of the meetings. When I used to address meetings, say, some 20 years ago, the majority of the people in the audience would be very poorly dressed, if not almost in rags. One doesn't see that now. Most of the people are dressed reasonably well by Indian standards. The women have mostly got new saris with, you know, fancy borders. You didn't see that 15 or 20 years ago, and not to that extent. So yes, things are improving, and they're improving, you know, educationally, economically, socially. With Buddhism as a sort of lever of this upward movement.